Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
I'm like, I never heard of such
a group. You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
All right, what's up, everybody? Good afternoon, good evening. That's some corny music. But I don't have the rights to, I would have to pay to use a song. So, you know, we on a budget around here. But anyway, thank you, everybody. Welcome to the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. Just a couple minutes after 7 p.m. Glad to have you back here. We are back in better than ever on this Thursday. It's May 24th, 2000. And 18. Weather's been splendiferous lately, but I understand that Memorial Day is not going to be as nice as we'd like for it to be, but Saturday's going to be great. I think I might take the bike out for a spin and do some other things. Anyway, it's Ron Kelly Show. Shout out to Yousef Mays, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. It's also on YouTube, the YouTube, Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel. You can check that out if you have no access to anything else. And, of course, the Ron Kelly Show is on Facebook. On Twitter, it's R. Kelly Radio Show, and on Instagram, it's Real R. Kelly 1. All right, everybody, thank you so much. Thanks for joining me this afternoon. Got a lot to talk about. Got a lot going on. You know, I had to drag myself. And believe it or not, I had to drag myself to the screen today. I just wasn't feeling it today, you know, but I got to fight through it and come on, because I have an obligation to my listening public. I have an obligation, so I am here, although I kind of didn't want to be here, but thank you, everybody. And thank you, my brother, Albert, better known as DJ Tiny. If you didn't hear him last night, you can hear him next Wednesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. It's DJ Tiny, the house, king of house music, and he's spinning every Wednesday night from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on DWildMusicRadio.com. That's DWildMusicRadio.com. It's DJ Tiny, house for your head, every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time on DWildMusicRadio.com. Okay, everybody, thanks so much for joining me. Shout out to Buddy McKnight, my dude, and all folks who listen to the Ron Kelly Show on a regular basis. I want to thank you, appreciate you, and we got a lot to talk about today. Got lots to talk about today, especially with my football fans. And, you know, I am a football fan, so got lots to talk about today with the NFL rule change. And we'll talk about that. And what's good, my brother, Buddy McKnight? Goes good. And Trump clears former heavyweight champion Jack Johnson. Why do you want to talk about that? But I do want to talk about that. We're going to get to that a little bit later on in the program. Plus, Sterling Brown arrested in Milwaukee. Why? The Milwaukee Police Department has admitted wrongdoing. Finally, somebody's taking some responsibility for a change. We will talk about that. And four teens who were charged with murder in the killing of the police officer, Baltimore County police officer, Amy Caprio. Whose fault is that? You know, we'll talk about that too and a whole lot more right here on the Ron Kelly Show. It's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.com. We are on the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel is up and running, and we're on YouTube right now. If you have no other access, you can check me out on YouTube. And also, it's on Facebook Live right now. Okay, everybody, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon, or this evening, rather, 7 p.m., 7:04 exactly, and about 80-something beautiful degrees outside. So go out and enjoy it. Okay, so Trump clears. Well, let me get to this NFL rule change, because this whole thing, it got screwed up from the very beginning with this whole Colin Kaepernick and the kneeling and all. This whole thing got misconstrued from the very beginning, because it was never about the flag. It was never about the flag. It was never about disrespecting the flag. It was never about that. It was never about that. See, but the narrative was changed because white folks just don't want to talk about racism. it's easier just to deny. And I don't mean all white people. Shout out to the white people who listen to this program. And there's thousands of them. But some folks just don't want to talk about racism. They just don't want to believe that there's racism in America. They just don't want to believe it. So it gets swept under the rug by a lot of folks. And there are people who don't, white people who don't practice racism. There are plenty of who don't practice racism. So what in their mind, there is no racism, but there is. But anyway, so the players already are discussing a new way to protest rather than kneeling. So the NFL in the spring meeting, the NFL came up with this rule that you could stay and you have to stay inside the locker room in order to, you know, that would be your silent protest. Stay inside the locker room. You can't come outside the locker room and kneel down. If you do come outside the locker room and kneel down, you will be fined. If you come outside the locker room and kneel down, the team will be fined. Now, Chris Johnson, who owns the Jets, the New York Jets, has already said that he would pay any fine that any one of his players accrued from kneeling or protesting due to racial disparity in this country, United States of America. This was never about the flag. It was never about disrespecting the military. It was never about that. That's the narrative that was pushed on us by the media and by the Republicans and the Republicans and the conservatives, basically. Because nobody wants to face up to the fact that black folks are being killed by police. Nobody wants to face up to that. So, and rather than addressing what the problem is, which is inherent racism in many of the police departments in America, it's better just to push it off on the flag. Oh, the flag, it's the flag. They're disrespecting the flag. No, not to take out a valid point because black people are being killed by police. No, we don't want to talk about that. It's easy just to talk about people who are to talk about the flag. It's the flag. It's the flag. It has nothing to do with the flag. Fact of the matter is that black folks, black people, unarmed black people are being killed by police officers. And not all. Shout out to the good police officers who are out there. I know quite a few of them. But the fact of the matter is that black men and women who are unarmed are being killed at an alarming rate. And this is what the problem is. It's not about the flag. The problem is that black folks are being killed by the police at an alarming rate. But instead of addressing that and saying, okay, maybe we need to do something about that, oh, they're disrespecting the flag. And I have a Trump, and I want to play this Trump quote that he made today. If I can get, you know, I was rushing it. I want to play this Trump quote that he brought up today about the people who kneel, folks who feel the need to protest. I want to play this piece that Trump, Donald Trump said today, as a matter of fact, on, let me see if I can bring it up right quick. I do have it. And I will pull it up here in just a few minutes. But anyway, everybody, it's 9 minutes past the hour and you're listening to the Ron Kelly Show. And Trump just, you know, he talks about whether you should be allowed to stay in the country. I mean, come on. He talks about whether you should be allowed to stay in the country if you don't want to, if you choose to protest. See, so he's completely, let me play this clip here. This is Donald Trump earlier today on, this is Donald Trump earlier today on Fox and Friends. Let me see if I can get this up without a whole bunch of.
The other thing that broke about 5 minutes right before we did the interview was this story. The NFL, without the players' union, has decided to attack the lack of standing before the national anthem. This is what they're going to say. If you are not going to stand, stay in the locker room. If you're going to stand on the sidelines, don't create a scene. If you do creates a scene, taking a knee, maybe fist in the air that's not written, you're going to get fined as a team.
And the owner of the Jets says, I don't care. Fine me. My guys are allowed to kneel. But the
that was a piece from Fox. I'll get this Trump piece up because it's disgusting. For Trump to suggest that black football players who were born here, hey, shout out to Verlaine Moss, what's up, baby girl? Hope you're doing well down there in Virginia, down in VA. So Trump is suggesting that maybe we shouldn't be in the country. So in other words, black folk, NFL players who want to protest, Trump is suggesting that they be deported. Black Americans who were born here, who played for, who went, did the right thing, didn't join gangs, went to school, made it to the NFL, are taking care of their families and a whole lot of other people. Now, what they're saying, that Trump, for Trump to suggest, I mean, it's just another reprehensible thing that he comes out and says. For Trump to suggest that black football players should be deported because they want to, shout out to Keith Hall. What's up, Keith? I'll get you in a second. So for Trump to suggest that black football players should be deported is just another outrageous thing that he has come up and said. It's totally outrageous. Why should black folks, nobody wants to recognize what's going on in the black community today. And I'm not talking about black people, I'm talking about white folks. They just don't get it. Black people are being killed. I talked to a police officer last night, a retired police officer who was courageous enough, and he was white, who was courageous enough to admit, like, hey, you know, we talked a little bit about Cleveland and not the Cavaliers, but what happened with the young boy, 12 years old, who was killed by the Cleveland police officer who just rode up on him and killed him. And then this police officer who was white had the courage to admit that the police officer that shot this young boy should not have rode up on the scene like that. You don't ride up on an active shooter. So this whole thing is getting misconstrued because white folks don't want to understand that, they're not all white folks, but they don't want to understand that the black people are being killed by police officers, unarmed black people are being killed by police officers. And this whole thing with the kneeling is being misconstrued to divert attention away from the fact that black folks are being killed by white police officers, and furthermore, the police officers are getting away with it, which makes the thing even worse. The police officers are getting away with it. So the players are already starting to figure out a way to, the NFL players, I should say, are already starting to figure out a way to protest anyway, despite what the NFL is saying. And the New York Jets owner, Chris Johnson, has come out and said that he would pay for the fines, whatever fines his team would get for kneeling in protest of the NFL rule and in protest of young black men being killed by police officers. A shout out to Keith Hall. Keith Hall, Tuesday night, it's Universe of the 80s, starring my buddy Keith Hall on the Fishbowl Radio Network. It's Tuesday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern time, and it's 9 to 11 Pacific, I wish. 8 to 10 Eastern and 9 to 11 Central time. It's Keith Hall, Universe of the 80s, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time, right on the Fishbowl Radio Network. Okay, so we're going to talk more about that. We'll talk about a lot of the other stuff that's going on. We'll talk about Sterling Brown's arrest. We'll talk about, I got just so much here. It's just totally packed today, totally packed. And we'll talk about, Sterling Brown, and they did release the video. Police did release the video of Sterling Brown, and they did admit that there was some overzealousness, to put it mildly, by the police officers. We'll talk about that. And Trump clearing Jack Johnson. Trump always has his card up his sleeve. So Trump, shout out to Derek Lee. Trump with the Trump clearing Jack Johnson of any wrongdoing. Jack Johnson, we all know, who was the first black heavyweight champion of the world back in the early 1900s, who was jailed for going across state lines with AIDS. He was jailed for the Mann Act, which says that women cannot be transported across state lines, so you can't take a prostitute from New York to New Jersey, et cetera, et cetera. They say that's why he was arrested, but he was really arrested because he was dating a white woman, period. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more right here on the Ron Kelly Show. I had to drag myself up to the mic today, but I'm here because I have obligation to my people. So we take a quick break. We'll come right back with more of this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. It's the Ron Kelly Show.com.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC. We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Broadcast into the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Yeah, yeah.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
That's right. Do not get it twisted. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. It's the Ron Kelly Show.com. Thursday night from 7 to 8, it's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. It's the Ron Kelly, it's the YouTube, the Ron Kelly YouTube, Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel. Go on YouTube and check the program out if you miss anything. You can also go to blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show, and you can catch any one of 100 or so talk radio shows featuring yours truly, Ron Kelly. And, of course, it's the Ron Kelly Show on Facebook, Twitter, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, let me see if I got this right. No, it's not. That's not it. So Trump, after hearing about the NFL rule, says that black players should be deported. Black players should be deported. That's what Trump said. Black people should be supported, and I'm trying, and because they want to protest. So let me see. So this is Trump at a rally in Huntsville, Alabama, a little while back, and here's what he said about the NFL players.
See one of these NFL owners when somebody disrespects our flag to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now. Out. He's fired. He's fired. Now, NFL Commissioner
He said, get that son of a bitch off the field. He said, get that son of a bitch off the field. Now, you know, he's referring to black players because black players make up a lot of the NFL. So, somebody texted me some stupidity that I just looked at anyway. So Trump is suggesting that black players should be excommunicated, kicked out of the country for wanting to protest. black police officers killing black folks without weapons. So people just don't want to accept that. It's a clever diversion. People just don't want to accept, white folks in particular, just don't, not all, but most don't want to accept the fact that black players or black people, unarmed black people, are being killed by the police. And it's just a matter of time before it happens again, just like school shootings. Anyway, it's about 20 minutes past the hour. You're listening to the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. If you have an opinion on that, just type it into the Facebook Live. You can type it into the Facebook Live thing there, and you can say what your opinion is. What do you think about the NFL rule and the NFL owners voting to make players stay in the locker room? So you got to, so you can't protest. Do you stay in the locker room? This is the weak attempt to try to appease both sides, and it's just making things worse. Anyway, it's 20 minutes past the hour, 22 minutes past the hour. You're listening to the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Also, the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel. You can check it out. And also Facebook Live, which many of you are checking me out right now. So thank you, everybody, for joining me this afternoon. So we'll talk a little bit more about the Trump nonsense and his clearing of former heavyweight champion Jack Johnson, who was actually jailed for dating a white woman. It had nothing to do with the Mann Act, which says that you cannot take a prostitute across state lines. That's what was the excuse, but we all know that. Anyway, Trump cleared him, full pardon. He pardoned Jack Johnson today, and there were several former and current heavyweight people there to watch, which I don't understand. I don't know why they were there, but they were there. Anyway, so we just found out that four black teens were charged with murder. We just found that out. Four black teens charged with murder in the death of Baltimore County police officer Amy Caprio. Now, we all know that we heard about this story of the police officer getting run over by a car she was trying to stop, or she had was trying to investigate, because there had been a call of a burglary, and this police officer went to investigate. Amy Caprio, a Baltimore County police officer, and she was run over by these four teens. Just run over. She was run over. There was three teenage males have been charged with murder. 15-year-old Derek Matthews, 16-year-old Darryl Ward, and 17-year-old Eugene Genius, which he wasn't, not that night anyway. And the fourth teen is being charged, and they're all being charged as adults. And there is a fourth teen who's being charged with the actual crime, who's driving the car. So nobody over 18, 17, 16, 15, these young people, and they were committing a burglary. They should have been in school. They were committing a burglary in Baltimore County, and somebody called the police. The police come, the police officer Amy Caprio shows up, and she gets out of her car, and she goes over to the car, or she somehow or another, she goes over to the car. Shout out to Cynthia Vega, wife of my dude, Raul Vega. Shout out to her, and shout out to him too as well, even though he's not here or he's not watching the program. So this police officer, Baltimore County police officer, Amy Caprio, gets out of her car. And this young man who is being charged as the actual killer, they're all being charged with murder because they were all together. But this young man who's being charged with the actual crime, she gets out of her police cruiser, and she goes over to him to try to figure out what's going on, because he was sitting outside, and this young man was the getaway driver, and he admitted that he ran her over and killed her. So the pedalers to the metal with the Justice Department, they've all been charged with capital murder. It's been upgraded already. Shout out to Cynthia and Raul, and we pray for the kids. Hopefully the kids are okay. And God place his hand on them. Okay, so what happens was she gets out of the car. She goes over to find out what's going on. And this young man is waiting. He's a getaway driver. While the other three people, the other three teens, are inside the house robbing it. So this police officer, Amy Caprio, goes over to the car that's being, to the getaway car, and she gets run over and killed. So the young man who was in the car, who was waiting for the rest of the people to come out, was is being charged with murder. So you got four teens, 15, 16, 17 years old, who are committing a burglary and wind up killing a police officer. Now, whose fault is that? I mean, do we go back to that there's no recreation? You know, can you blame the fact that there wasn't, there may not have been any recreation for these kids? Can you blame that for their escapade of going out and robbing a home and then killing a police officer? I mean, do we go back to that, that there's no recreation, there's nothing for them to do? I mean, this was heinous. So what were these kids doing burglarizing a house? I mean, these are kids, these are teenagers. What were they doing burglarizing this house when they should have been in school? And do we say, oh, you know, we need more of this and we need more of that? Because shout out to Bunny McKnight, one of my staunch listeners to the Ron Kelly Show, who said that, you know, they do. We beg all the time. So who do we blame this on? The four black teens charged in the murder of this police officer. And they're all going away for life. Let's not even play around with this. They're all going away for life, all of them. Because they've already been upgraded to adults. They've already, no bail, of course. Shout out to Lamont Gates. And these four teens who made a decision that morning to go burglarize a house. Now, they may not have had an idea that they were going to wind up killing a police officer, but they made a decision. They burglarized this house in Baltimore County. And when someone spotted them, they called the police showed up, and the police officer was killed by the getaway driver of the four teens, the one who sat in the car and waited. So who gets the blame for this? Do we go back to there's no recreation, there's nothing for the kids to do, and we need to open up the schools at night, and, you know, see, this had nothing to do with that. This is just bad parenting. That's what this is. These are teenagers, and we give, and in many cases, and we backpedal and we make excuses about our kids. Oh, well, I got to work. All this. A lot of other people work too, and their kids don't go out and burglarize houses and kill police officers. So, you know, this thing, and somebody snarkily asked whether there's going to be any protests. I mean, for what? They killed a man. They killed a police officer. They killed her, and they, whatever they get, they get. This isn't, you know, this isn't the criminal justice system going haywire. This is, you should get what you get, because these four teenagers decided to go out and rob a house, and they wound up killing a police officer, and now they've been all charged with murder. So they've been charged with murder. 15-year-old Derek Matthews, 16-year-old Darryl Ward, and 17-year-old Eugene Genius, which he wasn't that day because he wound up in jail. And now they're all going to go to prison forever. Because they made a decision to come out that morning, burglar out of the house, and wound up killing a police officer. I mean, so how far do you think you were going to go with that? Did you really think you were going to get away with that? So they're all being held without bail, and they're all being charged with capital murder. So these kids are. Yeah. Shout out to Berlin Moss, who says, "Where are the parents? There's no recreation for a lot of teens that don't commit crime." Yes, I do know your story. But see, but what happens is, we, you know, just like the NFL is the NFL and Trump and some of the other people are passing the blame about kneeling to connecting it to the flag as a diversion. I think a lot of our people connect these things to as a diversion as well. That, you know, what were these kids doing? What were these teenagers doing outside in the middle of the day, burglarizing homes? You know, where are the parents? I'd like to know that, because now they've lost their kids forever. So this is something that, you know, we have to take control of our children, because I worked at, I did armed security, city of Paterson, New Jersey. I used to live there. Armed security, it's a McDonald's. Who needs a gun at McDonald's? But anyway, and I would work the night shift, work till 2 a.m., and there'd be young girls running in there, 14, 15 years old, would be running in and out of there at 1 to 2 o'clock in the morning. 1 o'clock in the morning, the young girls would be running in and out of this place. 13, 14, 15. And I'm like, where are the parents? Why are these kids running in and out of McDonald's in the middle of the night? Girls at that. So it's just, you know, it's just outrageous. And these parents apparently didn't take responsibility for their children, because that's very young for them to be burglarizing homes. It's very young. And so this is what the result was, that they now are going to prison forever. So it's 32 minutes past the hour. You're watching, listening to, or previewing the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on YouTube, the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel, where you can go there and you can check out recent Ron Kelly shows, or you can go on blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show. You can check me out there. You can listen to Ron Kelly Show, or you can check out any one of my videos on my Facebook page, the Ron Kelly Show. Thank you to the 1,700 people or so that watched the last Ron Kelly Show video all across the United States of America. I want to thank you for that, everybody, for checking out that video. And it's still garnering views as we speak. So thank the folks who decided to check me out. The Ron Kelly Show video, 1,200, almost 1,200 views of the last Ron Kelly Show video. So I want to thank everybody for checking me out. So, all right, so, I lost myself. Okay, yeah, so Sterling Brown's a Milwaukee Bucks basketball player. Sterling Brown. I don't know if anybody watched the video. I did watch it, and it's just disturbing. Absolutely disturbing. And the police in Milwaukee have admitted that there was some the officers will be disciplined. They're not saying what they're going to be disciplined for, but the police officers are going to be disciplined in the case of Sterling Brown, young man who was a player for Milwaukee Bucks. Police on Wednesday, which was yesterday, they released the body cam video of the arrest and tasing of NBA player Sterling Brown. And the chief Alfonso Morales of Milwaukee Police Department did apologize. He says the department conducted an investigation into the incident, which revealed members acted inappropriately, and those members were recently disciplined. Chief said, without taking any questions, I'm sorry that this incident escalated to this level. Now, police had previously said that Sterling Brown became confrontational over alleged parking violation, prompting the officers to tase and arrest him. Brown was not charged with a crime, and there's been an internal affairs investigation, which I find laughable, because how can you, if I investigated myself, I would always find myself innocent. So this notion that there's going to be a thorough investigation is definitely just laughable. So the mayor has come out and says that the young man was, this type of behavior has no place in our city. He says no citizen should be treated this way. Even though Brown parked where he shouldn't have been parked, the fact that it escalated to what happened is, you see, the FBI of the United States of America came out with a report several years back, that said that Klans members and white supremacists are infiltrating police departments. This is the FBI who warned us that Klan members and skinheads and white supremacists and neo-Nazis were infiltrating police departments so they have a way to get at black folks and Jews and Hispanics and not, you know, not get arrested. So what better way to have a free hand at brutalizing people than to become a police officer? Now, I'm not saying all police officers are brutalizing people, but the FBI, if you Google it, FBI came out with a report several years ago that warned that white supremacists, skinheads, Klan members, and so forth were joining police departments all across America. And you see, this is why these things are happening. Because you can't, sensitivity training is a joke. You know, every time somebody gets killed, oh, we're going to have sensitivity training. What the hell is sensitivity training? It doesn't mean anything. But you can't, because the basic, and this is for anybody who has ever lived, you know, growing up, you were always taught to respect others. That's what you were taught. I know when growing up, I was always taught to respect others, to respect people. And see, somewhere along the line, because nobody is born a racist, so somewhere along the line, these skinheads and these racists and these Klan members were being taught by their family members, or they lived in homes where black folks were talked about and called porch monkeys and baboons and coons and all these type of things, and some of these white folks grew up in houses and where black folks were being talked about and ridiculed and blamed for everything. And so these kids, as they're growing up, they pick up on this behavior because nobody is born a racist. No one is born a racist. A racist is made, not born. And these children, these kids, these white kids grow up in these racist homes where and they gravitate toward this stuff because this is all they know. So they have family members that call niggers and spics and use these foul language about different nationalities, send them all back, et cetera, et cetera. So, and this is what happens. These kids grow up in these racist homes and they become racist themselves. So the FBI did file a report warning police departments all across America that racists, skinheads, and the like were joining police departments. And this is what has happened. You see, these aren't mistakes, you know, what's happening to black folk at the hand of police officers. These are not mistakes. These are intentional killings. They're intentional killings. So these aren't accidents. These aren't accidents. The notion that black folks are so dangerous that, you know, that you got to shoot first and ask questions later is absurd. So these killings of black folk are not accidents. This is real stuff. These are intentional killings of black people by police officers. Intentional. Make no mistake about it. And these are the same officers who were skinheads and Aryan Nation and all of these other groups who are infiltrating police departments. They come in police, become police officers because, hey, you got a free hand to kill people that you don't like. So this diversion that's being perpetrated, a fraud that's being perpetrated on us by the NFL and Mr. Trump to even try to connect this, the kneeling, the protests of police brutality, connecting it to the flag is just absolutely absurd. You know, it's totally absurd. Okay, so we'll take it's right at 20 minutes, right on the nose. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back for the balance of my program. This is Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Well, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle calls, speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun, Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra, because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC. Your bathroom break is over. Welcome back. Welcome.
Really?
Now I can do what I planned to do this morning.
To the Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Thank you to Al, Velvet Voice. Al, you can Google his information. I'll give it to you a little bit later on in the program. Al, who does my who at one time did all my media stuff. Shout out to him. Anyway, everybody, we're back. 18 minutes before the hour, it's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks so much for joining me. Every Thursday, it's 7 p.m., it's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you to the 1,200 people who viewed the Ron Kelly Show video from last week. Very pleased with that. But you got to keep listening to the radio show, because the radio listenership is kind of tanking because everybody's watching me on social media, on Facebook and various other places, Periscope, YouTube, and so on. So folks are not really listening to the radio show anymore. So, they still are, but I noticed dropping the radio. Get back to that radio station. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Okay, everybody, so... Man, it's just, so Trump and Kim Jong-un are fighting again. Man, I hope that ends well, because I got a lot more to do. And all you need is one bomb. All they need is one bomb. All that North Korea needs is one bomb. We got thousands of them, but you only need one to destroy everything. You just need one, because one will set everything off. So hopefully, you know, God will intervene on our behalf and stop this incredible nonsense. Anyway, it's 16 minutes before the hour. It's Ron Kelly Show. And so football took a hit last year. So they're saying they took a hit. 10% down. The people are not watching football because people are kneeling. Why is that? Why would you take issue with someone protesting a real issue? That black folks are being killed by police officers, unarmed black folks, in the most innocent of circumstances, in most cases, are being killed by police officers. Look at Philando Castile. Man, I watched that video, I cried when I watched that video of Philando Castile with his daughter in the back seat, daughter sitting right behind him. What if this idiot clown police officer missed? What if he missed? He would have shot the little girl behind Philando. He would have killed her. So this is something that's been going on. Once again, the FBI, you can Google it, FBI report, you can Google it. The FBI has said that various heinous folks are joining the police departments so they can have a license to kill blacks and Hispanics. So Jack Johnson, now most of you know Jack Johnson was the very first heavyweight champion of the world. And racism was rampant. Racism was legal in 1908, 1909, when Jack Johnson was the heavyweight champion of the world in 1908. So you can imagine how bad it was. If it's bad now, you can imagine how it was then. And so Donald Trump Carter and it's Jack Johnson. And it's all publicity. It's a publicity stunt. Trump is trying to make people feel that, you know, he's on black folks' side, which we know he's not. Because for 2 years in a row, he refused to go to the NAACP. He refused to go to the NAACP convention 2 years in a row. He said no. But 2 years in a row, he's gone to the NRA convention. He went to the NRA convention, but he won't go to the NAACP convention. So that tells you a little bit about what Trump's agenda is. So Jack Johnson had 40 knockouts, won 73 out of 104 fights. So he looks like he lost maybe 31 fights. Won 73, lost 31. That's 104. So Jack Johnson was... So Trump pardons Jack Johnson today, and on the advice of someone says Sylvester Stallone. I mean, really. So Trump pardons Jack Johnson. It's all publicity stunt to make black folks think, oh yeah, he likes us too. No, he doesn't. So Jack Johnson back in the day was a heavyweight champion of the world. And his legacy was tarnished by a racially tainted criminal conviction. 1913, he was jailed for transporting a white woman across state lines. 1913, which is a really long time ago, more than 100 years. So Jack Johnson died in 1946, and he was shout out to Sharon Allen Chambers. Hey Sharon, happy birthday, happy belated birthday, Sharon Allen Chambers, one of my favorite, if not the favorite. Well, I don't want to alienate anybody. One of my favorite listeners, Sharon Allen Chambers, who I grew up with in Jersey City back in the day, Storms Avenue. Where my Storms Avenue people at? Shout out to my Storms Avenue, Jersey City folks. Jersey City was a nice place at one time. It still is in certain areas. So Jack Johnson went to jail for dating a white woman. Now, the story was, or the implication was, that he was jailed because he violated the Mann Act. The Mann Act was a congressional bill that was signed into law that says that you cannot transport a prostitute across state lines. You cannot transport a prostitute across state lines. That was the Mann Act. And Jack Johnson was convicted or arrested for violating the Mann Act. But actually, Jack Johnson was arrested for dating a white woman, because back in 104 years ago, 105 years ago, rather, there was a crime to put your black hands on a white woman. It was a crime. Keep your dirty black hands off that white woman. So it was a crime back then. And so the story was that Jack Johnson, because they did cover-ups well back then too. And the story was that Jack Johnson violated the Mann Act, when in fact he just he violated the White Man Act, because they didn't want no black folks touching the white man, I mean the white woman. So Donald Trump comes along today and lets him go. So in the Oval Office today, Donald Trump, flanked by Lennox Lewis and Sylvester Stallone and I think a descendant of Jack Johnson. He signs a full pardon that says that Jack Johnson, who was beating the crap out of everybody back in the day, Jack Johnson would, shout out to Joseph Boyd, Jack, for watching the show. So Jack Johnson was exonerated today by President Trump, because he, in 1913, he was convicted of touching a white woman. It wasn't about the Mann Act. It was, that was a diversion. He was convicted of touching a white woman. So Stallone, I don't know what Stallone was doing there. But the whole thing, idea is that Trump is, you know, Trump has a agenda for everything he does. He has an agenda. You can believe that. So whatever he does, he's got an agenda. His agenda was to try to placate black folks. You know, because of his talk about black people, black NFL players should be leave the country, should move because of their stance against the unarmed killing of black folks. So Trump kind of tried to throw us a bone today by exonerating this man, great Jack Johnson, who was kicking everybody's A all over the place back in the day when they were using gloves, leather gloves, the kind you wear in the wintertime. They didn't have a whole lot of padding on them, so every time you got hit, you felt it. And back in the day, and they didn't have the medicinal, you know, stuff they have around the ring now with all the grease and the doctors all around. And they didn't have that back then. A lot of people were killed in the ring because the rules were different. So Jack Johnson not only had to overcome being a black man back in that time, but then he had to overcome all that stuff as well. So Trump exonerates Jack Johnson, and it's a ploy. You know, it's a bone when you want to throw this at black folks. Hey, look what I did. No, Trump, you're not fooling me. You are not fooling me. I've been talking about you as a political radio personality, and I know what you do, and you didn't do that for us. You did that for you. To try to make us think that you're on our side when you're not. Anyways, about 7 minutes left to the program. You're listening, watching, hearing The Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, TheRonKellyShow.com. You can check me out on YouTube. It's The Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel. Just punch me in, punch my name in at YouTube, and you can check me out over there. And also on Facebook Live, once this show is over, this video will be uploaded. You can check it out on my Facebook page. You want to get at me on social media, it's The Ron Kelly Show on Facebook. On Twitter, it's R. Kelly Radio Show, which I notice a lot of you guys don't, you know, a lot of you guys don't frequent Twitter for some reason. I guess Facebook is easy to navigate. And also on Instagram is Real R. Kelly One. Okay, everybody, it's about 5 minutes left to the program, and you are listening to The Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, The Ron Kelly Show. .com. Thank you everybody for watching this program. And you know, it's just more and more nonsense. So during the week, you can let me know what you think about whatever. And I'm not opposed to getting show ideas. I mean, I'll certainly consider anything that is sent to me. You can email me theronkellyshow@gmail.com. It's theronkellyshow@gmail.com. You can email me, and if you have a show idea, or you can hit me up on my Facebook page or any of various other social media entities that I frequent. And I'm not opposed to. If somebody has an idea, hey, I might talk about it. Maybe I will, maybe I won't. But if it's a good idea, I'll talk about it. But see, the best thing to do when you want to put up a radio show or a topic is be it not something just you're interested in. Because when I program this program, I think about what the listeners want to talk about. I mean, some of the stuff I do want to talk about, but most of the time it's what the listener wants to talk about because it's all about the listener. So you want to be successful in radio, you got to make it about the listener. So we have the police apologizing to Sterling Brown, Milwaukee police apologizing. See, the question is, would they be apologizing if Sterling Brown wasn't a Milwaukee Bucks football, basketball player? Would the police be, that's my question, would the police be apologizing and admitting this isn't a sports show, Bunny McKnight, shout out to Bunny McKnight, this isn't a sports show, I'm not talking about the Cowboys, I'm talking about a news story. And the news story was that Sterling Brown was manhandled by the Milwaukee Police Department, and they apologized after they found out that he was a Milwaukee Buck. So they apologized to Mr. Sterling when they found out he was a Milwaukee Buck. Now, but my question is, would they have apologized if they'd known that he, if they did not know if he was just Joe Schmo who worked at McDonald's, would they be apologizing to Sterling Brown if he wasn't a if he wasn't a NBA player? Would they be apologizing? And I'm going to tell you that I would say unequivocally, no, they wouldn't be. But because he was an NBA player and because this got so much publicity, they had to shout out to Dave Ullman, who's watching the program, to Dave, who I think I'm friends with on Facebook, Dave Ullman. Shout out to you, Dave. But I think that the police are doing a mea culpa because Sterling Brown is an NBA player, and this has gotten so much publicity because black folks are brutalized every day across America by renegade police officers. Not all, but some, you know. Okay, all right, Dave Ullman, shout out to you, my brother. So black folks are brutalized every day by police officers, and nobody ever hears about it. And I don't mean all. I know some great police officers. I know good guys. I've worked with some of them. I was a constable for 6 years, a county officer, and I know what they do. I know what they go through, and there's a lot of good guys out there. There's a lot of good police officers out there. So all that F the police stuff and kill the police, I'm not with that. Because what would we do without the police? It would be like the Purge. Anybody ever see the Purge? You want to have a real purge? If there were no police officers anywhere, it would be like the Purge. People would just come in your house and take what they want. So I appreciate good police officers and what they do. But unfortunately, there are some bad apples out there. And it's not too, you know, it's a really bad job to be a bad apple because lives are at risk. So, shout out to the good police officers out there who do it by the book, who give people their due, their Miranda rights, and whatever else they are afforded under the law. Shout out to the police officers who do a good job. There's a lot of them, you know. And shout out to my people in Patterson. Hold Andre Sayegh responsible. Andre Sayegh, the new mayor of the city of Patterson, New Jersey. Congratulations to him because I did support him. But now everybody over there needs to hold him accountable, make sure he does what he says he's going to do. Kanye West was wrong, but he was right because black folks today are choosing to leave things where they are. So if you're going to post something on Facebook, do something. Post something, do something. Post something, do something. Don't just post and walk away. Don't just post and go back to work or sit in the backyard with your wife or anything else that you're doing. Don't just post and do something. Post and do something. There's about 90 seconds left to the show, which I've just been told by the robot engineer back at the Block Talk Radio Studios. So we're going to break out of here, everybody. I want to thank you so much for listening to the program. I mean, I really thank you all for shout out to all people, Dave and Bunny McKnight and Joseph Boyd, Sharon Allen Chambers, Verlene Moss, Lamont Gates, Vega, Keith Hall, Derek Lee, there's a whole list of people who checked out the show tonight. So I want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart for checking out and just listening to me and my nonsense every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. right here on the Ron Kelly Show. And I hope that I'm helping you in some way maybe make it better sense of this crazy world we live in. And when I do this for you guys, you know, I have a certain amount of gratification when I do this radio show, but I do it for my people because this is my do something. So I'm not posting racist nonsense on Facebook. This is my way of doing something by coming out on the show every Thursday afternoon because it really is hard work by coming out talking to my people. So everybody, so thanks so much for joining me. We'll see you back here next week for another edition of the Ron Kelly Show. So until then, everybody, take care of yourself and like Jerry's says, and each other. See you next week.